Welcome back to Vibrate Higher. Thank you all for joining us. I want to first apologize for my voice being gone. Sometimes when things come to you, you know, in a violent form, you got to go there and take it there and you lose things. I lost my voice, so that was the only thing I lost. But, hey, I'm Queen Rich, joined by Lissa Renee. Hey, I hope everybody can hear me pretty well today. Lissa, I'm so sorry, girl. Please tell me about your day today while I try to get my voice together.
I am over here laughing, and I'm not laughing at your voice, just laughing at the situation, because I like how you worded that. The only thing you lost was your voice, because, you know, people not trying to take it there, but shit like that can get out of hand and people can lose their life. You can lose a lot, you know what I'm saying, dealing with some unnecessary ass bullshit when it is brought to you. But when it is brought to you, I agree, you do need to address it, because you're not running shit over here. But great day, beautiful people. And, you know, I'm tired, but I'm grateful. I feel like I'm not going to get on here and complain about working Sundays. Y'all know I hate working Sundays. I spent more time than I should today arguing. Well, not really even arguing, just going back and forth with a customer over an hour and a half after fixing the issue that I was not a robot. For some reason, he thought I was a robot. And in the beginning of the call, I heard him call me that. But, you know, you let people be. And as he went on, he was, like, being so rude, and I couldn't figure out why. And he was just, like, he was testing my capabilities. He wanted to see how much I knew, because he knew for sure I was a robot. He was ex-military and all this bullshit. So that's the shit we deal with on Sundays. But, you know, I'm just grateful to be here on our last Frequency Sunday of, you know, season two. And just in life general, each day I rise, I'm determined to make it better than my yesterdays. But I feel like, I don't even know if this may make sense, but some days just don't get better than those yesterdays. And I used to sit and wonder how the fuck isolation and pain teaches you almost everything you need to know about growth. And I just feel like these days I'm growing and outgrowing a lot of shit. And people that's listening, like, you got to know that it's okay to, like, outgrow things, because the whole purpose in life is to grow. And I feel like if people make it weird, it's only because they want it to be about them. But anybody that wants the best for you, you know, change, they would congratulate that. And I just feel like when life does throw change at you, you don't run from it, you run to it. Tomorrow makes a new year officially. And I feel like I've been running through the year already, and it's not to brag, and I know I'm modest about a lot of shit, but I'm just lining a lot of shit up now for me, because I feel like if I continue to sit on myself, how can I complain about people sleeping on me? So I feel like now I'm just at a point to where I'm using myself the way Christians let Jesus use them. And I know so well with all the, you know, good comes bad. So at the same time, you don't got to accept it because you are the flow. So change the current. And I just, you know, the lesson for the week has just been to attempt great things before you expect great things. So, yeah, Queen Rich, you know, how are you? I know you lost your voice. I don't know if you want to go in details about it or, you know, tell us how you're feeling today.
Girl, I'm upset about my voice, you know, because for what? I really should have hit the bitch, but I really don't want to go too far into detail. It's really a long-ass story, but we was chilling, man, and just like I told you, out of nowhere, drunk bitches, man. I hate that because you just can't have a good time. That was the intention, and I still had a good time. We still had a good time. We had a great time, but it's just, you know, people, just like you said, dealing with people. That's what causes, you know, I'm going to say frustration with me. We're going places with a lot of people because it's always somebody. It seems like it's always somebody that's going to piss me off or something going to piss me off. Something, I don't know. But being around people in large amounts, it don't ride me well no more.
So I want to see real quick, was it like someone in the group or like chilling in some random?
I'm going to say a random because the bitch is random to me, but I know the bitch. Like, it's some dealings with, you know, inside the family. But, you know what I mean? Just outside as nobody has bitch. A drunk ass, filthy, swole head, nappy haired ass bitch. Yes. But, you know, it didn't stop shit. Like you said, we could have lost a lot. Anything could have happened. Only thing I lost was my voice. So I ain't going to complain too much, but I am frustrated at my voice. And, again, I'm going to keep apologizing because it sounds horrible. But, girl, I feel tired as hell. Like, our last two shows for the season, it makes me feel so happy. Like, yes, we're finished. We finished because so many times I felt like giving up. You know what I mean? And it wasn't within me, nothing within me. It's outside shit, like the fucking platform. That is so, it's so discouraging to put your, you know what I mean, put your all in. I'm not going to say all, but put your all in, plus some money, you know what I'm saying, time, energy, whatever, and you know what I'm saying, it's not reciprocated. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling happy. You know what I mean? Like, it just brought a lot of emotions out this season, man. I mean, it was tough. It was tough for me, but I cannot wait for what's next. Like you said, you outgrow shit. Hey, and if anybody has a problem with that, then yeah, you're right. That shit, they're making it about them. Because anybody should be happy and congratulating anybody that's growing, changing lanes, and still flowing, keeping themselves afloat. You know, whatever comes your way, you got to go get through it, period. The only way to get through it is to go through it. So I'm happy that we went through what we went through with this season. Mm-hmm. I'm happy that we got through it. And shit, I'm ready. I'm ready to move with the new year. I'm ready for everything, girl. Like, I mean, I know that you're you know, planning on moving as well. But we move this Saturday, girl. This Saturday, we move. So I'm overwhelmed with all types of emotions. I'm already tired from the move, if you know what I mean, just thinking about it. But I'm going to take this week, man. I'm going to work. You know, but I'm resting. I'm resting up. I'm getting prepared because, baby, we on the new, bigger and better things.
And I'm glad you said that because, like you said, it's the tech issues and it's just everything. And I can say that for me, like, Vibrate Higher has become a job, like you said, that we pay to do because this shit is not free. And even when I'm not podcasting, I'm podcasting, and this is the only podcast that I'm dedicated to. And like you say, I feel like we do put our all into this because for me, I do know, like, even outside of this shit, there's still research to do. With the tech issues, there's shit you have to do, you know, in the background because it keeps clashing. Like, there's always something going on. And, you know, I just feel like when there's no change, there's no progress. And, yeah, we doing numbers. I'm so, you know, grateful for the numbers. But like you said, things happen, life happens, and you roll with the punches. I know I am. And even with Blog Talk Radio, I got to thinking today, and I told myself, like, this should be so minor, but it will bring out those emotions in you. But I feel like that's because the message is always so big, because I know I feel like I was sent here to do a mission, and I don't want to speak for you, but I kind of feel like you do too. So when we come on here, like, we're coming with a lesson, like, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like our listeners, they teach us as well, whether y'all interact with us or not, like, just knowing that y'all are out there listening, it helps us. It's motivation to come back and keep doing this, regardless of the minor bullshit that's going on with the tech issues and stuff like that. And so I really thought about it, and it's because, like you say, sometimes you want to come on here and just be like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Because we do have a life outside of this, and it kind of is discouraging sometimes when we're talking and you like, well, I can't hear you, and we have to have this discussion on live because it's happening on live. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. I used to be embarrassed about it, but now I'm thinking about it, I'm more embarrassed at the fact that I reacted the way that I did at the time, when I know, like, I'm still learning patience. And so will there be a season 3? I say I'm not sure, but I do feel it in my spirit that we will come back with something, you know, bigger and better. And I'm not even saying the platform has to change, because, again, we do have tech issues, but it's really not that bad. So, you know, like I said, Thursday, follow us on social media for updates. Join our Facebook group page, whatever you want to call it, Vibrate Higher, our TikTok, Vibrate Higher. And, shit, we're going to keep rolling. I really do feel like, you know, this new year will bring bigger and better things for us. We have listeners all over the fucking world. Like, every fucking place we've ever touched on or touched near, like, they're listening. Like, and I love it. Like, yeah. So just, you know, going to take the time off to get some shit in order. You know, after y'all move, of course, we'll talk it out. I'm not in no rush. I know, shit, people got stuff to do, and I know moving takes a long time. Like you said, you already tired. I'm already tired, mm-hmm. And we doing the same stuff. So, yeah, y'all stay updated. I feel like we really got some good shit cooking up. So I'm just grateful for the new year as well. Like, fuck the minor shit. We're going to, like you say, the only way to get through it is to go through it. And shit, I feel like we done been through it, and we're going to continue to keep going through it as long as y'all fucking with us the way that we fucking with y'all. So it's all good.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And, I'm grateful as hell, you know, because with the minor issues, the technical issues, whatever the fuck came with it, I learned a lot, you know what I mean, especially from you, fucking with the platform, learning how to, you know, upload the shows and stuff, doing that stuff myself. Like, you taught me a lot. So everything, if you don't want to return, hey, that's cool, because you gave me knowledge to start something else. You know what I mean? I'm not ever, ever, ever mad at that. So whatever happens, happens. Hey, y'all stay tuned. We're going to definitely keep them platforms going, our Facebooks and TikToks and things of that nature. And that's where the update will be once we do return with season 3. But I feel like the break is much needed. We're always talking about taking care of ourselves, and this is the time to do so. Even, you know, better. I feel like taking time off is, you know, a vacation in a sense, because it did turn into work. You know, at first it felt like just therapy, but then it got to work because you are with it, the emotions that come with it. I already have anxiety coming on air live. This is something that you introduced me into. You know what I'm saying? So it was new to me. I'm already having that type of anxiety. Then I don't know if some shit is going to go wrong while I'm trying to, you know, while we're trying to get a show together or you know what I mean, finish the show. And then, like you said, we got to address the shit on air. We got to jump off and jump right back on. It was just, listen, we deserve a fucking break, y'all. And we thank y'all for being patient. I'm ready to jump into this music list. What about you?
I am too. Like, the closing song, like, that shit, like, I just fell in love with that. Like, I didn't even know, like, you, not trying to limit to, you know, you to what you listen to, but that is some real shit, because I was just looking at your list, and one of the songs on there, you know, I'm kind of not familiar with, but I was just like, it was a bomb-ass list, because it was some shit that I needed to hear and some shit that I had just heard, and it was just like, it took me back, and then it, you know, it took me to the future, and it was just cool. So I'm ready to jump into this too.
Hell yeah. So we got the first song. This is my first song of the night. Give me 1 second, girl. My phone is doing stupid things and don't want to let me in my damn shit. She said like that. Girl, I'm just over here flabbergasted. Why would you do me like this on live? Okay, first song, 21 Savage and Drake, Spin About You. Girl, I don't know why I'm hooked on this song, because I spin about my baby. I'm hooked on this. But it's Spin About You, 21 Savage and Drake.
Whoa. I got feelings for you. Hope you ain't loving the crew. How many bodies you got? Pray it ain't more than a few. Know that you dealt with some lions when you was young and in school. He had to pop your chair, but I got it wet like a pool. She got a new G-Wag, she wanna hit highlight room and show it out. Got a new body, girl, show it out. It's a Brazilian, I know it's all. Toned up and she got a six-pack. Look like she used to play volleyball. American Express, you can have it all. Cold to the States, you can have it all. Fuck your main page, what's your finster? I wanna know the real you. You started dancing to pay your tuition, girl, I wanna know what you been through. You want a boutique or you wanna sell hair? Just let me know what you into. If you out in public and he wants your number, just tell him my nigga will spin you.
The way you make me feel these days. Something getting dry for your baby girl. Smoke a nigga tar for your baby girl. Burn somebody fly for you the way you make me feel these days. Coming out my body for your baby girl. Wipe them like you snotty for your baby girl. Coming out my body for you.
Damn, just turned on the news and seen that man who never got pussy in school and making laws about what women could do. I gotta protect you. I'm a made man, tied in all the way, baby, so I gotta respect you. Niggas put hands on you in the past, insecure because your body is pressure. 4 words when I think about them is crusty, musty, dusty, rusty. 8 words when I think about us is fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. Disrespect, yeah, and I smack them. The text that you say in the captions, the videos we got ever leaked, we going viral or going platinum. Don't worry about your friend's story when I had her alone. She gon' try and put some extras on and take you out of your zone. You know how it goes when they can't get a reservation up in Carbone. They gon' tell you it's a chill night, tell you how they rather stay home. Yeah. Jealous assholes, yeah. And I know what I said about being involved, but just like that R&B group from the 90s, girl, one call, I'll get you involved. One call, you in runway shows. One call, I'm sitting front row. One wrong call from your ex, nigga, saying dumb shit or get him sent home. One call and my niggas 10 toes, down to go wherever I say go. Even if we gotta travel across the globe, down to take it to the end of the road. For real.
The way you make me feel these days. For your baby girl. Smoke a nigga tar for your baby girl. Burn somebody block for your doorway. You make me feel these days. Coming out my body for your baby girl. Wipe them like you snotty for your baby girl. Coming out my body for your.
I've been listening to that song every day for like probably a week now, honestly. I don't even know. I don't care if it's not even like brand new. Fuck y'all. You know what I'm saying? That's my song.
And that's the song I was talking about. That's the one I was telling you about. I've heard it before, like, but I've never really listened to it until today. Every time I see them together or listen to them together, I always think about the shit that's going around on the internet when he's like, 21, can you do something for me? And his hips rocking and
shit.
He's
parking.
Yes. But, you know, I'm a sucker for a dope mashup or that 90s groove over a dope-ass baseline, and I love them, too. Like, as artists, they are really dope to me. I like that.
Yeah.
Again, never really listened to it until today. That's something I would definitely dance to. And I'm glad you said, you know, you've been listening to this song, because later in the show, I got my song of the week that I want to play, because, you know, when you get that one good song, you just chip. I guess we don't think of it as playing it out, but shit, I've listened to a motherfucker song 100 times if that's what I want to hear.
Yeah.
And so this next song, I'm not really a fan of his, but every now and then I feel like he has a song that. And so this one is Young Blue featuring Baby B, Slide Through.
I got my mind on my money, but yeah, baby. I'll do you better than your last baby. Once you see I'm for real, you might be mad, cause I might not feel the same way. What you do, baby? Be mine, be mine. Be mine, be mine.
If you only think about me when you had a few drinks, bitch, go on. But I'm kind of glad I don't drink no more, because I'll be feeling the same way. And I remember when I first heard this a few years ago, I hit one of my hoes up and told him the chorus part, and he couldn't believe that I said that and that I only wanted some dick, but I got what I wanted, and I dipped off like that, man. You know, I'm good for that shit. I would just up and leave. But drunk and... You know, when you're drunk and you don't want to fuck that person when you fucked up. But I want to know, I know Queen Rich, you know, I know you fuck with Young Blue, so I know you probably heard that one before. But I wanted to know, have you ever got drunk and, you know, like the next day or whenever you sobered the fuck up, you was like, nah, this ain't that?
I honestly cannot remember a time that I've gotten drunk and just, you know, sobered up and realized I didn't want to fuck with somebody before. Like, I don't know. No, I haven't experienced that. But everybody know, you know, you get fucked up, you want to fuck and all that. I wanted to say something about the song. Girl, that was baby song. We first got together, that was baby song. We fucked shit out of her to that song. That's so fucking funny. That you fight that, and I was like so excited when I heard it, and I looked dead at her. She's talking about what? Girl, you know what? I knew what time it was when I heard that song come on.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Y'all is funny.
No lie. She introduced me to that song. My next one is Keep Sweat, Make It Last Forever. Okay, so this song, yeah, Make It Last Forever. Because you know how people say shit don't last forever? Some shit you can make last forever. I feel like, do you think that that's possible?
I really do. Like, it depends. Like, because, you know, a lot of shit is, you know, take. And so you got to give and take. And I feel like a lot of shit you can make last forever. You just got to be willing to put in that effort.
Exactly. The fight, right? Like, no matter what means no matter what. That's how shit lasts forever. But not like no matter what, like to where you're just downright putting your arms
together.
I thought
you cleared that shit up.
You know what I'm saying? Not like that now. Not like that. Think of being a good person. Damn. Why people can't be good to people and make that last forever, you know?
Yes.
And that's how I feel,
exactly.
What I feel like he meant with this song. You know what I mean? don't know about two. I'm trying to make my high last forever, girl. I'm trying to hold out. You know, I get the munchies, you know. I'm just trying to hold out. I'm trying to make my high last forever, girl.
You know, I feel like, and I'm the same way, and I have to detox sometimes because I do love to smoke weed because, like, that's the only drug, like, besides sex, so the week I took that free, that's the only drug that I do, well, it's not a drug, but I like shrooms as well, and I know, like, before this shit became a trend, like, to enhance that high, you just break off a little piece and it keeps you floating, and I don't know. Is that why, and I was going to ask, I don't know if you smoke cigarettes, but is that why people smoke cigarettes after smoking the blunt? I've never got that. I see people do that, but it's,
girl,
I don't know if you smoke cigarettes. I'm just asking.
I do sometimes. Look, sometimes. No,
but does it enhances the high?
I don't know. I don't know why I do it. It's a real habit. Like, I want to stop. It's really a habit. For real. And I can't stop, and I'm gonna stop. But yeah, that's the thing, I guess. I guess that's why, you know, to enhance it. I'm not sure if it really does though. I'll be high.
No, for real. Be high. But you know, on that song, Make It Last, I used to hate him. Like, he begged too fucking much for me. And we would be on the way to church, and my granny would be blasting this shit until we got to the beginning of the street where the church rested in the middle. And she always said, you want a man that's going to beg. And she was wrong. If a motherfucker begs for anything, it's as good as not his or hers, because begging makes people hate you. But when I got wiser, I listened to his words, and that's how you want your partner to be when it comes to you. Just life, like the love, the friendship, the sex, the whole union, like make it last. Mm-hmm. Like, people are so quick to just throw away a good thing because the minor shit. You don't go through some shit to get to whatever heaven you feel you deserve, because none of this shit going to come easy. And if it come easy, why the fuck would you want it?
Exactly. Exactly.
And so for this next song, this is my song of the week. And, you know, I fuck with Ball Greasy. And I don't know what it is about him. I guess I just love Florida boys, or men, I should say. I love the gold teeth, the wicks. It sounds like I'm less than me, but, you know, it can be a weakness. But anyways, I don't know if you heard this one before, but I want to get into this one, Ball Greasy, My Boo.
All right.
Freeway.
Grease. Mayday. Did just one on, bruh. I mean, y'all. Damn, look at my boo. You look too damn good. You look too damn good. I be like, God damn. My baby super nice. To my perfection, yeah, my baby shaped right. Yeah. Look how that booty poking hard in that white. Woo. See, hands on, fellas, yeah, this the wife. This the woman of my dream, this woman give me life. Why I be first class, tripping off on every flight. Take off. Me and Babe, Bunny and Claude tight. She cooking clean and she wash clothes. A real lady in the street, the super freak behind those. I love being and I'm proud to say, that's me. You goddamn right, that's my baby. Damn, look at my boo. You look too damn good. You look too damn good, huh? Damn, look at my boo. You look too damn good. You look too damn good. Don't try to holler when you see you out looking good. Unless you won't smoke a nigga from the hood. Yeah. I just copped a new stick and it shoot good. Who ready to crash and wish a nigga would? You can call me what you want, but it ain't broke. Her nigga beast mode in the streets, nope. She got a real nigga that's gon' hold it down. You in the presence of a king, baby, fix your crown. Never mind what them haters say. I swear them people say anything to try to kill a good thing. Promise that you will never change, and I'ma do the same thing. You my babe. Ay.
Damn, look at my boy. You look too damn good. You look too damn good, huh? Damn, look at my boy. You look too damn good. You look too damn good.
Again, that is my song of the week, Fall Breezy, My Boo. And I don't know, that song, it just makes me want to dance, and I can't wait till I really start back dancing. I've been stretching and working out, so when I come back, I can stay with it without being tired. But I danced to this song like 50 times, I know, to, I guess, prepare me. Queen Rich, how you feel about that one?
I feel like I need to see who this guy is. Because you keep saying all of this stuff about now, I need to go look him up. But I like the song. I like the background. You know, I don't know what to call it, girl. You know, frequencies and stuff. I don't know, but I really love that. That song. The way you described him, the music that, you know, the sound of that song there didn't seem to be, you know, someone. Of what, you know what I mean? You kind of imagine what people look like when, you know, they're, you know, describing them, of course. So I didn't think that was some music that would come from him. But, yeah, good song, great song. I'm going to look him up, honey, because he sounds fine.
Yeah. You know, he is, and he kind of reminds you of Plies. You know how Plies came out? He real nasty, but every now and then he want to appreciate the women and kind of switch it up, you know, and that's what he did, and I love that, and I love how he sampled that John B., you know, because I was listening to
that
song not too long ago. Yes, he sampled that John B.
Okay, all right, my next song here, I got Wale featuring Miguel. Now, I know I talk that shit about him, you know what I'm saying, because I can't really match the notes he hit. This Lotus Flower Bomb. And Wale, never mind. Don't get me started on that. Lotus Flower Bomb, Wale featuring Miguel.
Rap to you real quick. I want to enjoy the luxury of, like, not knowing each other for real. Hold up.
Lotus Flower Bomb. Firefly, when I'm low, she take me high. I can teach you all the sounds of love.
Flower bomb. Let me guess your favorite fragrance, and you got that bomb. I'm trying to detonate you, no disrespecting, baby. Just trying to make you smile. Try to keep my spirits up, that's why I lay this down. Try to keep your spirits up, little vodka, whatever. Took it forever, took your dress, I acknowledge your effort. So I clap for her, she deserves an applause. Shawty working so hard, she deserves that baton. Shawty wear your baton, racing through my mind like she heard that, I got that work. I heard that she been on strike, care to tell, I read your mind. She been on them dollars first, caramel, macchiatos. When shawty get in the work, I can be your boyfriend, be your nigga, or a friend with purse. I'm just trying to work that, they just trying to work your nerves. I'm just trying to read your mind, I'm just trying to feed you mine. I'm just trying to give you light, they just trying to leave you blind.
I feel it when you dance with me. It's feeling like you need to be my lady, my baby, yeah. Can't you see I'm talking about eternity? Tell me, would you care to be my lady, my baby?
can I blow up on your mind? This is not no Sandra Bull, but your potion number 9. Navigating through her eyes, destination to her thighs. And I hate to tell you too much, cause I stay with too much pride. And we way too young to know love, maybe not, but we don't need no rush. Don't believe in love at first sight, but believe in love at first. Can I be with you just one night? I can wear you out inside. I can tell you like persistence, but I make you come and try. I just think we need one night, can't decide if I can't write. Easy baby, my thing tight, but that lotus flower just ain't right. I ain't thinking I ain't right, can't decide but I can't fight. Easy baby, you the bomb and all, but I'd be damned if I did not land mine. Or at least try, can I speak up, was it peace out? Can we eat lunch, can we take shots with your flavor? Flat drinks, we call 8 cups, I just think I need one night. Slightly more if it's done right, with that gorgeous face that don't know your name. It ain't important baby, cause I'ma call you mine.
Wow. I feel it when you dance with me. It's feeling like you need to be my lady, my baby. Yeah. Can't you see? I'm talking about eternity. Tell me, would you care to be my lady, my baby? Don't know me, don't know me. I keep thinking that it's gonna be.
So my thing is with Wale, why do I get him and Ace Hood fucking mixed up? Wale is so sexy. Ace Hood is a no-go for me. What about, because I don't know, I have that issue sometimes getting celebrities mixed up.
See, you ain't getting them mixed up. They clones of one another. But when he first came out, it was, you know, easy to get them to confuse with one another because, you know, their locks was in the same stages and they both had that same type of hunger. So I remember when I did confuse those two. And, you know, I love Wale and Miguel both, very poetic. But Wale, he a hater. Like, I can't forgive him for the way he acted while Meek Mills was being interviewed. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, I play his shit. I still love him. But he was just like, every time the interviewer was talking to Meek Mills about what projects he had going, he kept jumping in the camera talking about his stuff. Like, I don't know. And, you know, like, some people, they do feel like they're underrated and things like that, but I feel like that wasn't the way to go about it. And I just ain't forgave him for that shit. But I started to play a song by Wale myself. He's a great artist. And so this next song I want to play is P&B Rock. Selfish.
I went too hard on myself. You don't need nobody else. I went too hard on myself, I swear, yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm selfish. I went too hard on myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else, I swear. I went too hard on myself because I'm selfish, yeah. I want to order myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else, I swear. I want to order myself, I swear. I'm selfish. I want to order myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else, I swear. I want to order myself because I'm selfish, yeah. I want to order myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else. I want to order myself. Now that I got you here, girl, I ain't gon' play with you. Because it's a lot of things that I wanna say to you. Girl, you know you the shit. Balenciaga's on your kick. Niggas all on your dick, but we ain't gon' trip. Cause I'm not ready for no commitment. But I swear I hate seeing you with them. And I know you ain't
trying to control me. And I know you thought of being lonely. I can't help how I felt. I'm just keeping it real. They can't hear you, girl, because I'm selfish. I want to hold on myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else, I swear. I want to hold on myself because I'm selfish, girl. I want to hold on myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else, I swear. I want to hold on myself, I swear. I'm selfish. I want to hold on myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else, I swear. I want to hold on myself because I'm selfish, girl. I want to hold on myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else. I want to hold on myself. Sorry, I'm selfish, can't help it. You know I get stuck when you come around. And them niggas be sick cause we be on some shit. Yeah, they know I'm gon' hold it down. Pull up in the whip, tell you how I been with the friends. We gon' go to my crib, have myself cook us up a dinner. Girl, you know you fuckin' with a winner. I ain't nothing like these veins, I swear. Name a place I can take you there. I'll do anything to make you laugh. And you can have anything, just ask. But just know that I'm selfish, and I swear I can't help it. But it's all for you, yeah, it's all for you. I'm selfish. I want to order myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else, I swear. I want to order myself because I'm selfish, girl. I want to order myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else, I swear. I want to order myself, I swear. I'm selfish. I want to order myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else, I swear. I want to order myself because I'm selfish, girl. I want to out of myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else. I want to out of myself.
Again, that was P&B Rock, Selfish. I love that song.
Yes, that was a good song. And he was actually a great artist. And I want to know, did the bitch set him up?
I don't know. They saying she didn't. She's saying she didn't. They saying she didn't.
I don't believe it.
I've seen a post of hers today. It wasn't. I seen it today, but it was old. And when he passed, she was just saying, rest in love. I should be with you. I'll see you soon. And it kind of sounded kind of suicidal. So I don't know. But that could be guilt. I don't know.
Well, here we come to my last song of the night. This is by Cut Close. Surrender is the name of the song. Now, this is a song I let Baby pick for me tonight. Now, I honestly don't be knowing names of songs, girl, or artists. I just like songs and like to sing. So let's go ahead and play it and see what this song is.
Oh,
now. I know exactly what song that is. That's so funny because I used to think that, now that I really listened to the song, I thought that the song said, I make you surrender to my dying day. And I really didn't like it because I thought that's what it said. That's funny.
How the hell did you hear, how do you hear that out of that?
Girl, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
But I love that song. It's definitely a vibe. You know, I heard this song, like, I heard it as a kid, but my mama really wasn't playing that shit unless she was playing it. And I don't know if you remember Booger that came to Hershey senior year, our senior year, but she was the Dallas bitch or whatever. And she had this on her iPod. And, bro, she just had some good-ass music. And I could never figure out why the fuck I heard this song. Every time I heard the song, I would think of her because she, like, I wasn't liking her or nothing like that. I was just like, why the fuck do I think about her? But it was on her fucking iPod that I fucking lost. I love that song.
That's funny. iPod. That's funny as hell. I remember them. I remember those gadgets. That's hilarious. But so that was the last of the night. I wanted to know, did you have any anything else to say before we close out?
I just want to say forever grateful for, you know, Blog Talk Radio, Vibrate Higher. And to the listeners, you know, just let your heart sing because, you know, your mind replaced with the heart doesn't, you know, not necessarily forgive but doesn't let go. So just express yourself, see you, and grow in love. And, yeah, thank y'all for fucking with us.
Yeah, yeah. Thank y'all for fucking with us, like she said. And just, I feel like it's going with the flow. I live my life on that motto, whatever happens, happens. So, hey, whatever happens, happens. Y'all meet us back here Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We love y'all. Thanks.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Set to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with staying in the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star.